Hi, I'm Todd Hoppock. I'm here today to tell you about three great young adult titles that you might enjoy that are also available as great audiobooks. Maybe you've already discovered audiobooks, or maybe you haven't. The great thing about audiobooks is that unlike regular print books, you can do something else while you're reading. You can put them on your phone or iPod or MP3 player so you can take them with you and listen to them wherever you are, in the car, on a bus, while you're doing chores at home, wherever. Of course, there's nothing wrong with lying on your bed or on the beach and doing nothing but listening to the audiobook. You don't have to be doing something else at the same time. A few other things about audiobooks. There are many places online to buy audiobooks, but you can get them for free from your local library. How big a selection you will find will depend on your library. My library has audiobooks on CD, as playaways, which are like small MP3 players that will play only one book, and as downloadable files from overdrive.com, which is definitely my favorite way of listening because I already have my phone with me. Some people will say that listening to an audiobook is not really reading the book. I disagree. You're still getting the story and still hearing and seeing the book in your head, whether you're reading with your eyes or not. And that's the bigger part of reading. Lastly, it matters who reads the book. Most audiobooks from leading publishers are read by professional actors, or occasionally by the author. But you may sometimes find a book read by someone whose voice you don't like. That's fine. Don't force yourself to listen to someone you don't really want to listen to. Most places you get your online audiobooks, including Overdrive, will let you listen to an excerpt first. Definitely listen to the preview. If you like the way the book is read, go for it. If you don't, then either skip the book entirely or check out a print copy. The flip side is that sometimes a great reader or readers can bring something to the book that makes it even better than reading it in print. So, today, for each of the three books, I'm first going to tell you about the book and story, which you could read as a traditional print book or as an ebook. And then I'm going to tell you about the audio version of the book that you can listen to. The first book I want to tell you about is Leviathan, a novel by Scott Westerfeld, published by Simon Pultz and Simon & Schuster Audio in 2009. Leviathan is a steampunk novel. Steampunk is a genre of science fiction that is usually set in an alternate past where technology looks like 18th or early 19th century steam technology, but with some sort of twist that makes it futuristic and fantastical. You can think of it as sort of science fiction retro, where retro often means Victorian or Edwardian England. Even if you haven't read any steampunk, chances are you've seen some of its influence in movies and television. In the case of Leviathan, the alternate timeline is set at the outbreak of World War I. History has gone in a different direction about the time that Charles Darwin came along, who in real life started the theory of evolution in 1859 when he published On the Origin of Species. In the world of Leviathan, Darwin also untangled the mystery of DNA, and the Darwinists of the British Empire have used genetic engineering to create fabricated beasts, great living creatures, such as giant elephant-like beasts of burden, giant wolf-tiger hybrids, and talking lizards used to carry messages. Most impressive are the living, flying, dirigible-like balloon creatures, including the greatest of them all, a huge, whale-like floating ecosystem, a battleship of the air, the Leviathan. The European continent, meanwhile, and most notably the German and Austro-Hungarian empires, have gone in a mechanical direction. But here, too, it differs from real history because the clankers, as they're called, taking their design cues from the living world, have made giant mechanical walking creatures, some on two legs and some, their battleships, like immense spiders on multiple legs, in addition to the more familiar zeppelins and airplanes. Within this world, we follow the fates of two characters. Prince Alec is the son of Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife Sophie Chotek, who have just been assassinated, and Alec is on the run from Germans and Austrians who want to kill or capture him for their own purposes. Meanwhile, in England, Darren, a girl born to the lower classes, dresses up like a boy, calling herself Dylan, so that she can join the British Air Service as a midshipman. Soon she finds herself aboard the Leviathan, the greatest of the British airships, as the Leviathan embarks on a secret mission to take its cargo and a woman scientist to the Ottoman Empire. There is much adventure and danger in store for both our heroes, who eventually find themselves thrown together by fate. But I don't want to give away too much. Leviathan is a very exciting read or listen, and it's a trilogy, so if you like the first one, there's more. The audiobook is narrated by Alan Cumming. He is a Scottish actor you might know from his introductions to Masterpiece Mystery on PBS. He is very talented and does a superb job with both the English and Austrian voices. His native accent is a beautiful Scottish brogue that can take a little time to get the ear for. I recommend sampling the audio on Overdrive first. Some people will find his accent easy to understand and delightful, while others might find it difficult. So, Leviathan by Scott Westerfeld. Start reading it or listening to it today. The second book is Every Day by David Levithan, published by Alfred A. Knopf and the Listening Library in 2012. When you first hear about the book, it sounds like it would be some sort of fantasy or science fiction book, but it's not really. I suppose you would more accurately call it magical realism, because it feels completely real but is completely impossible. The main character, a 16-year-old named simply A, who speaks to us in first person, wakes up in a different body each day. Some days as a boy, some days as a girl, some days fat, some days thin, some days light-skinned, some days dark. And then A goes about the day as that person, trying hard to stay in the character of that person, do what he or she would do, and not mess up their life, until A goes to sleep and wakes up as someone different the next day. So here's the crazy thing. Every day really isn't about this weird situation. It's actually about a romance. A falls in love with a girl named Rhiannon, while he is living for a day inside the girl's boyfriend. And then the next day, A wakes up somewhere else completely different, in a completely different body. And the day after that, somewhere else, as someone else, again and again. But A can't stop thinking about the girl. What do you do with that? How do you have a relationship with someone when you look completely different each day and don't know where you're going to wake up? How can she love you? How much of love is what we see on the outside, and how much is who is on the inside? The result is a very moving, romantic book with lots of feeling and some heartbreak. The audiobook is read by the actress Alex McKenna. She does a fantastic job. The remarkable thing is that she is still completely believable when A is another gender. I thought it would be hard to picture A in my head as a guy when he was being read by a girl, but McKenna totally pulls it off. Soon I wasn't thinking of A as a boy or a girl, but simply as A. And this book has gotten some attention for being gender-bending or non-binary, but I think the takeaway is that it doesn't really matter. Either way, you're a person. And the same goes for who might enjoy this book. Don't let the word romance scare you. This book is just as much fun for boys as girls. Every Day by Scott Westerfeld. Don't miss this one. And if you like it, there is a companion novel, the story told from Rhiannon's perspective, called Another Day. The last book I want to tell you about is Salt to the Sea by Ruta Sepetys, published by Philomel Books and Penguin Random House Audio Publishing in 2016. This book is a novel based on a true story. You've heard about the sinking of the Titanic, in which more than 1,500 people died. As terrible as that was, it pales in comparison to the sinking of the Wilhelm Gustloff in January of 1945, near the end of World War II. The Gustloff was part of a fleet attempting one of the largest evacuations by sea in history, the rescue of 1.25 million German troops and civilians from East and West Prussia in the face of the advancing Russian military. The Gustloff was sunk by the torpedoes of a Russian submarine in the frigid Baltic Sea, killing more than 9,300 people, probably 5,000 of whom were children. It was the largest loss of life from the sinking of one ship in history. Salt to the Sea follows a group of refugees as they make their way on foot to the port where, we realize, they will board the Gustloff. The story is told in the alternating voices of four characters: Joanna, the nurse of the group, who is plagued by guilt from her past in Lithuania; Florian, a Prussian young man who has turned against the Germans and their wartime greed; Emilia, a young Polish girl carrying the shame and fear of the wartime atrocities done to her; and Alfred, the only one who is not part of the group, but who is a cowardly and falsely vainglorious sailor on the Gustloff. We know the ending will be sad, but we don't know who will or will not survive, and we don't know what changes they will go through in getting there. Salt to the Sea is sometimes hard to listen to because it is so harrowing, but it is very compelling. The characters are deep, complex, and distinct, and their interaction is entirely believable. The situation is dire and rendered in exquisite detail. It is a heartbreaking story. This is an example of a book that truly gains something as an audiobook. Each of the four first-person narrators is rendered by a different actor: Georgiana Marie, Will Dameron, Cassandra Morris, and Michael Crouch. This book is not read, it is performed. Each distinct voice helps you realize each character as a different person, and the effect is intimate and personal. And the ending is so gripping, you will be riveted, unable to stop listening until the very last word. Salt to the Sea by Ruta Sepetys. It may be the best book you will ever listen to. So today I told you about three books available as audiobooks. Leviathan by Scott Westerfeld is an exciting steampunk adventure read by the delightful Scotsman Alan Cumming. Every Day by David Levithan is a romantic story with a weird twist about a person who wakes up in a different body every day and falls in love with a girl, read by the brilliant Alex McKenna. In Salt to the Sea by Ruta Sepetys is a tragic, harrowing tale with amazing characters performed brilliantly by four different voices, and is the best audiobook I have ever listened to. I hope you enjoy one or all of them. This is Todd Hoppock, and thanks for listening.